Can you hear us?
Por favor.
Yes, 100%.
Can you hear us?
Mitty, you fucking acted like you went fucking clean shaven, my dude.
Yeah, he said, I lost the beard.
Look, dude.
Come on, man. You still look like you're ready to fucking hijack a plane with a box cutter.
You still look like Richard Reed, my G. The fucking shoe bomber.
I used to be able to take my beard and put it to my head. No more, man. That shit is gone.
Well, what was his name? What did you say name?
Richard Reed.
The Unabomber?
No, the Shoe Bomber.
The Shoe Bomber. Even worse.
I like that Mitty cut his beard and then to the show wore a camouflage hat just to know he's still about that jihad.
No, hold on, that mic.
Yeah, man, I can't be
YouTube.
Can't be a totally radical jihadist no more.
Yeah, we might get striked down by YouTube for that
he's
one.
Like, I assure you, I'm Italian. Italian. By the way, that's the intro minus Bo. That's the intro minus Bo.
Yeah,
that's our backup intro if anything comes in.
Hello, and welcome to the Terradrome, the podcast by the guys that podcast like it might be their last podcast. Why? Because it just might be. We're YouTube one strike offenders, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I feel like we need to hit the fucking Akon fucking locked up. They let me out. I'm locked up. Our fucking this is episode 15. This is episode 15. Episode 14.
they took 14 down for bullying. I don't remember one bullying and harassment. We talk a lot of shit, but I can't recall where we actually sat down and we bullied or harassed.
Yo, on the streets of the internet, episode 14 got pipped. Like, got picked up internet outside. They got picked up. They got picked up for being outside after curfew, my dude. They just got swooped up. You know what I mean?
Episode 14 was hanging out in Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. Episode 14 was out there was out there looking suspicious. And episode 15 is not looking good to get left on YouTube either.
No, honestly, I need to say, like, I think our YouTube career or our YouTube for our YouTube listeners, it may be coming to an end. You may have to get that the iTunes account or just go to Podcast Addict or Podbean and download us on there. And just listen to the audio there. But, yeah, man, I'll keep doing it. I'll keep being that dude and throwing it up there. But we got one strike. Hey, yeah, wasn't even a warning.
How many strikes are you? Is it a three-strike? Three-strike policy?
Yeah. Another strike, we lose uploading privileges. And third strike, our fucking account is deleted.
We lose the festival.
Listen, no batter went to the dugout after getting one strike. You get back in that batter's box, sirs, and we swing away. Right. We swing
Shout
away.
We're about felt tips here at the Cobra Law Pod.
We swing away.
Swing away. Is that Signs? Was that from Signs? Swing away. What they say in Signs? Yeah, was that swing away?
Swing away.
That's what.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we're Joaquin Phoenix here.
Listen. After that first strike, I stepped out of the batter's box. I looked down at my third base coach. He gave us the swing away.
He's like, come on, harass me, take pictures. He's like, he gave you the hand signs for harassment and bullying. Yeah. Bring it on.
Exactly. Stepping in. We're not here to take pitches, people. We're here to fucking knock the ball out of the park, and that's what we're doing.
Bo Walker,
the mayor from Macon, who unfortunately his cord broke on the same night that his mic broke. but he is putting it together for you guys tonight, and he is talking through his computer speakers. Bo Walker, how are you, sir?
I'm doing as good as could be. As good as could be. I'm sounding like shit, or at least
you still sound better than MIDI.
Yeah, you do.
And I got MIDI. I got MIDI all the way up.
Man. Full blast, son. Well. Full MIDI. Put it in the back. Suck it.
Well, that's hey. You know what? MIDI is company. I'm happy to keep. So I will roll with that all day long. But yeah, I'm doing good. Bingo was good, man. I think we got about an hour late start because I got there. I set up. None of my shit was working, and luckily, a friend of mine was in attendance, and I've performed with him live around town a little bit. My good buddy Gravy, shout out to Daniel Graves,
shout out to Gravy
Jones,
Grits and Gravy,
dude. He's one of my homeboys around here.
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah,
his name is Gravy Jones.
Well, he goes.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that is fucking fantastic.
Isn't that a G.I. Joe character?
I send these turkey fucking fillets down to Gravy Jones' locker, my dude.
I swear to God, I remember reading a file card from G.I. Joe. It's a 3 3/4 figures.
Shout out to Gravy Jones for helping out Bo and for having a kick-ass name. I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah, right on, dude. Nah, straight up. But he helped me problem solve it down to the cable or the mic. And another friend of ours named Clyde Sumas, shout out to Clyde. Clyde Sumas.
Do you only roll with people with weird, interesting
man.
Names?
God damn. Hey, I guess so. Man, these are all super
Yo, that's,
straight up
That's
dudes.
A super southern, man. That's super
yeah. yeah, that's dope.
He works at a restaurant/venue down the street. He came in right around the time we figured out it was either the microphone or the cord. And so we were like, yo, can you get us a microphone or another cord before I've got to like – figure out how the hell I'm going to host a bingo, like a cappella, just like, no, and just like, yeah, be one!
So you ran it a cappella?
No.
How did all that stuff break? So you got a lot of electronical equipment breaking, right? Man. That's like an EMP blast fucking hit Macon.
Somebody's
I'm concerned.
Me. Somebody's after me.
Sabotage, my dude. Sabotage. Sabotage.
They're making EMP blasts.
They're abandoned. It's worn again. I'm sorry.
You know how you can unscrew the head off a microphone? One of the red and the white cables that are like soldered to the... Yeah, I don't fucking know. Technology shit. Anyways, one of them...
dropped the W word.
Science and shit.
You know what I'm saying.
It's all about science and shit, man. Yeah. Whatever, man. You know what, Bo?
Here, let me tell you all this.
Here's my advice.
Yeah.
Bo, here's my advice. Go buy a new fucking cable mic, all right?
Oh, dude, I got it. Tomorrow, I will be
he's
set
not
up.
Not going to have to buy it. I'm going to send it to him for free. He's not going to have to buy it.
Tomorrow. But it won't be on this podcast. It'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be next week. Next week's podcast will sound like a fucking silk dream, baby.
All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling, Bo.
I'm stuck with a wire that sucks. And I'm speaking and no one hears
like
me.
Real wife.
I'll just get a new mic and say.
I'll say this, then we're going to move on. Bingo was lit, dude. It was one of the most hype and intense nights of bingo. People were fucking feeling it, and they were getting competitive.
Did anybody suck your dick from the back?
Whoa.
Oh, bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
You see the segue? I brought it back.
To the back. From the back.
Took it back from the back.
Dirty, dirty.
Lack.
Listen. All I heard was a t-shirt idea, Bo. It's the bingo night nights. You know what I mean? It's
bingo night.
The bingo night nights. Yes, the bingo night nights.
Yeah, it's a bowling team.
Yeah.
Not only do they play bingo, but they bowl.
Yes, the bingo night nights.
I see the knight, the horse, and I see a rook. That's what I see. Like a black horse.
You know what it is, bro. You know what it is.
Fucking crown.
Like a chess hook.
Like,
or maybe the rook. Yeah, the rook. That's what I said. The rook, right?
No, you know what it is, dude. It's like knights, but they're riding like the bingo cage that rolls. I'm saying like Cobra had that.
Yeah.
Cobra had that vehicle.
Yes,
that like goes in a the buzzsaw. What was it called, man? That there was
the buzzsaw. It's called the buzzsaw.
Yeah. All right. So it's like that, but it's like the bingo drum with a bunch of fucking balls in it, and it's fucking knights. It's knights riding it with like giant lances, but instead of lances, they're those big stampers that the fucking bingo people use to stamp their things. I'm telling you, bro, right now I'm giving away free t-shirt ideas, bro.
All right, make these shirts.
We get somebody to fucking make these shirts, dude. They are selling at fucking bingo night 100%. Just put a Cobra Law Records logo somewhere on the t-shirt.
All of a sudden, it's Spielberg and Lucas back together again for this fucking big event that we got
for the
going
bingo
on.
Bingo night right nights.
Yeah, bingo night night nights. Night nights. It's a fucking, it's a, you know, we got Industrial Light and Magic working on the CGI. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we got THX for the sound.
Dude, they're pedaling the bingo cage. So there's like kind of a twist on one side, it's on both sides. And the knights are pedaling them around, dude. Come on.
And they're going, Mow.
Mow. Mow.
Mow.
Mow.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, we're bullies. All right. Stop the fucking bullying, guys. Stop the fucking bullying.
Stop bullying. Right. We don't want to bully or harass.
Midichlorian, sir, how are you?
I can't wait to get our third strike. I can't wait.
Yes. I am fucking midichlorian. I'm feeling good.
Look at you, man, with your fucking Cypress Hill. How old is that hat? Like, it's got to be.
Listen, I got this hat from Sendog, and he told me every time you wear it, like this, you got to do your podcast and say what's up, man.
That explains
a lot. The terms and conditions have expired. Yeah, yeah. I'm out here in the Antelope Valley where it's fucking windy, where we got porta potties that fly, come at your ass with rain and shit like a shit storm. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I miss L.A. Put me back on the 33, motherfucker.
I swear to God, Mitty, if we come to you at the end of the show, if we come to you at the end of the show and this is the third show in a row, you don't have a Mitty Minute, I'm going to be super disappointed.
I got multiple.
All right. You know what? Hey. Do you want to say
my Becky?
I'm
on deck.
Let's get the fucking Mitty Minute over with after the intro. Or you want to wait to the end?
No. It's got to be at the end towards this fucking the Southern sensibility second.
No, because I know he's gonna fucking change it up.
We're good.
I'm telling you, man. Gus knows me better than I know myself.
He's gonna do the bait and switch. He's gonna do the bait and switch.
Listen. I'm just saying. In your intros, you can't be all pumped and go, I'm from the Antelope Valley where porta potties are flying, and then not have a Mitty Minute. I wasn't going to allow that. That wasn't allowed.
It's not going to be about porta potties.
Whoa. You said
it's going to be about squirrels and oranges.
I'm from L.A. I'm just out in the Antelope Valley because the cost of living is fucked up in L.A. Fix that shit. Let me come back.
Living in the fucking desert.
Gas tax,
this dude doesn't. Yo, you live in a desert with no internet. How is that possible? It's the world.
Good internet.
Yeah,
be on Xbox Live getting.
What you got a fucking R5D4 droid coming in to check out the Mitty's out there in the desert?
Mitty's got to ask Tina Turner for permission to use the internet.
I may have to get
I kind of like my R5D4 fucking reference.
Thunderdome reference.
Yes, I like my R5D4 reference, but you know, whatever. It's all good.
Yeah.
Thunderdome!
Edward Dustamites, how are you, sir?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the motherfucking Terradrome.
Number 15.
15, man. We're still going. We're strong.
15 out of 16 weeks. They said it.
Not bad.
Happen.
Yeah. We missed 1 week, man. That's, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I did not
think we're going to be this consecutive. I'm going to be
neither.
Honest.
Trust me,
to
me neither.
No, because but you know what? Once we started doing this, and we got the momentum and we enjoyed it and we see it. It's an addiction. You know, like, you know what? I've been texting these guys for 3 years, but hey, now we're talking with each other. I love that. I want to talk to these guys more. You know, you fucking assholes. Hey, I've been asking you guys to do this for how long? How long, man? But, you know, here we are, man. And thank you guys, man. Good night tonight. Enter the Realm, a 3-year anniversary show.
Yeah, talk about that for a second. Talk about the little anniversary that you guys the father to our podcast in a way. Because if it wasn't for Dust putting in all this work on these other podcasts, you know, figuring it out, doing all the thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't we're on the realm of collectors. Realm. You know, feed. We're on the feed for them. So they, you know, it's because of them that you hear us. So I want to give them a congratulations. We appreciate it.
We have a new name for Dust Mites. I think Dust Mites should hear henceforth should be
the
known
Podfather.
As start,
yes.
I mean, I'm the Podfather.
Yeah, I'm the Rockfather, you know.
Yeah, right. Rockfather.
Yeah, the Podfather. I got more fucking podcasts than I have children.
Don't let Oreo hear that.
I have zero children, by the way. But yeah, man, it was our 3-year anniversary show from Enter the Realm. We've been doing a Google Hangout live video podcast for 3 years. That's now it's audio on iTunes and whatnot. And Realm of Collectors has been around for 4 years, so. We started the fandom and the group.
This is the third year anniversary, right?
Yeah, this is the 3 year for ETR. Yeah, yeah. But honestly, the Realm has been around for about 4. So it took a year for me to find the right cast and the right people. And, you know, things change over the years. People come and go and whatnot, and the cast changed over the years.
Well, shout them out. Give us the steady cast.
The steady cast right now is Pinkerton. Well, I don't know, because people, you know, a lot of people, you know, when you start a business, you know, you get a lot of call outs. So shout out to Harvey_Dent who called out tonight. And shout out to Jay Moose who called out tonight.
Jay Roos is almost there every week though, right?
No. He's been I don't even have a fucking innuendo for that. But shout out to Pinkerton, Jay Batron, myself, Brian Brink, and I think that's it. Is there anybody else? I'm trying to think.
Frogman?
No, Frogman's not part of ETR, but Frogman was on tonight, man.
I know that he's not like part of your show, but he is a devout listener.
Yo, man, Frogman's that dude, man. I talked to him. I think I talk to Frogman almost every day, like I talk to you dudes, man. So it's like, he's a friend, he's family, man. And we talk about a lot of things that goes down in our lives, man. And that dude, man, he's got a special place in my heart, man. I really hope I could fucking hang out and chill with him one day, man. So basically, Enter the Realm is a show that we started back in the day to promote the Realm of Collectors. Of course, the group, it's a Facebook group. It's a group that meets up at conventions. It's more than just
internet. Shout out to Ace Milo. Shout out to Ace Milo as well.
Who helps us put our stuff up every week.
Yeah, he puts out this podcast every week. It's more than a Facebook group. It's more than a podcast. It's building friendships and communities and fellowship. The fellowship of the realm. It's incredible what we've done in the past 4 years when we started this. So shout out to more, you know, 4 or 5 or whatever until I die.
And listen, you know, shit is big.
We've got about to hit
100K. 100K hashtags with Enter the Realm.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of fucking hashtags out there on Instagram. Instagram is out.
fucking bananas.
The one spot that we started, and it just grew, man. So shout out to everybody that uses the hashtag Rumble Collectors. You don't have to be part of the Facebook group to use that. It's kind of just like, you know, just throwing it out there and just being part of the fam, you know, whatever. I don't even know, man. I just did fucking 3 hours on the last show, man, drinking like a motherfucker, man. But whatever, man. You know, shout out to everybody. Realm of Collectors, enter the realm, get you into the fucking Realm of Collectors, and be there and be part of the fam. That's it.
Internet shit, damn it.
Fair enough. So, myself, thanks for asking.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
That's like my new gimmick.
Hey, Nate.
What should I ask you? Hey, what should I ask you?
What it do?
So this weekend.
Oh.
This weekend, which was
a fucking dent in my nose like Chris Penn.
Happy Father's Day to both Bo and Mitty.
Yes, happy Father's
Day.
And to you, Dust, you're a father to Oreo, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I'm a father to the fucking realm.
Yeah, and you're a father. Godfather. And I father these sons on beats, my dude.
Look at you. Trying to...
So my dad...
Let your feathers flow, you cockatoo.
My dad came in for the weekend for Father's Day. He lives in Northern Cali. He lives in up by Santa Cruz area. And for those that don't know, my dad... Actually, it's really funny because he literally just texted me and it popped up on my computer. And he said, great times with you this weekend. And I'm about to tell you about those times. So that's pretty fucking weird that just happened. But anyway, so...
Cool.
My dad was the prop master on the movie The Sandlot.
Who got the props?
Which a lot of people, it's a very beloved baseball
movie. Do people like that movie?
Is that that you're killing me, Smalls?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad was the prop master on that show. And it was shot in Utah in 1993.
Johnny Utah.
Great year. By the way.
And the way my parents' divorce was shaken out, my dad would get me every summer, and that's like pretty much it, or every other Christmas, stuff like that. So I was up there all summer with him while he shot this movie, The Sandlot. It was really fun. I hung out with all those kids during the whole summer, as well as my cousin Chris and his brother Ben, and we all kind of just hung out while they shot this movie all summer. It wasn't supposed to be as big as it was, but it became a super cult classic. And this weekend was the 25th anniversary, and they were taking the cast and the director and my dad, who was the prop master, around to different baseball stadiums to celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Sandlot, because it's become this iconic baseball film.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've seen the film, at the end of the movie, when the kids finally beat the dog and they go into, you know, they go in and they meet the owner of the dog, it's James Earl Jones, you know, it's Darth Vader. And he takes the main character into his side room, and the whole room is decorated with all kinds of sports memorabilia.
Of course it is.
Right. Yeah. Similar to your Transformer setup there, Dust, behind you.
Oh, easy. What are you taking shots at me, man?
Whoa,
back it up. Beep, beep.
I got a couple here.
Hold on. You taking shots at me, Haskell? Haskell's taking shots at me? Really? Honestly?
I just know when Dust is checked out of a fucking story.
No.
That's how I draw him back in.
I'm checking, dude. I did 2 hours here. I'm checking some fucking messages. Yeah. Chill.
So anyway,
Askey's checking me.
So in the room at the end of the film, it's all this baseball memorabilia, and all of that stuff is my dad's real personal collection. So he had let the film dress that whole set. And because it was worth so much money and because the stuff was so old, the only people allowed on set were the director, you know, the director of photography, the actors, my dad. And like, that's it. And we're talking like 150 person crew. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So like the only people allowed, because they didn't want anybody to take any of that stuff, you know, and it's become this iconic thing. And then at the end of the movie, when Benny the Jet, the kid in The Sandlot, ends up becoming a Dodger. And they show
Benny
exactly. At the end of the game, at the end of the game, I'm gonna get through this.
Remix.
I'm gonna get through this.
Come on, Dawson, you have drums.
No, no, we're getting banned on fucking for bullying and harassing.
At the end of the movie,
Nate bullied me. Nate just bullied me 10 minutes ago.
But. Bullied my remix.
Yes.
Bo, he's looking at the guy. He's like, Bo,
would you like to hear the end of my story, Bo?
Keep it rolling. Take control of your podcast. By the way, I got a dent in my nose like Chris Penn. So, don't you point your gun at my daddy. You decided out of the blue. Sorry. Chris Penn. In the
house. That's a great Reservoir Dogs reference.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. At the end of the film, Benny the Jet's gonna steal home. Who is the batter? But my father, Terry Haskell. And if you look at the film, it says Haskell on his back is number 41. At the end of the movie, when the guy steals home, and it's the big thing, right?
Really?
Yes.
He actually was in the movie.
Haskell Hardaway.
Yes. Because he was such a baseball guy, and he gave all that memorabilia, and he was like,
They were like, fuck it.
Yeah, they were like, we're going to make you the batter at the end of
the
game.
Nice. I've never seen the movie, but it's on. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. It's on my list.
It's really good. It's really
good. That's dope.
Sandbox.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Watch this shit, motherfuckers. So, stop flagging over
you here. You decided out of the blue to step up to the plate and swing a bat.
So at the end, so what they're doing now is they have this whole at the Louisville Slugger warehouse, company. Where they make all the bats, they have a whole Sandlot memorabilia thing set up, and it's got the jersey my dad was wearing. It says Haskell. It's got all the props from the movie that my dad still had, all the shit, and it's like a big deal, you know? So on Saturday, the time for the Sandlot 25th anniversary was at Dodger Stadium. So me and my dad went with the cast. They're all my age now because all the kids were like between 10 and 13 back in 93. So now they're all like full grown adults. Half of them are all fully sleeve tatted. Like none of them are actors anymore.
Yeah, nobody's working anymore in that group.
Yeah. They're all fucking just like regular dudes.
I work in a detail shop and I buff cars.
Yeah, one of them owns like a bar. Yeah, one of them owns a bar. One of them's like a fireman. They're just like regular fucking people, bro. And
actors get so fucked. unless you really make that fucking mark, you're done.
You have to look like a kid to be an actor.
It's honestly me. You gotta make it. Get in there and create your path, and don't fucking take drugs and fucking strippers. Yeah.
Or let
producers shove their penis in your ass.
Method acting.
All right, watch out now.
Oh, fuck you, Mitty. Don't get me fired up again with that.
Method acting.
M-E-T-H-O-D actor.
So anyway, we spent the day in an all-comped suite at Dodger Stadium with free food, free drinks with all the cast and crew. It was very cool. Nice. At the end of the game,
free drinks?
At the end of the game, they showed the movie on the big screen, let people go in the outfield in Dodger Stadium and watch the movie.
Oh, they put it on
it was very cool. It was very cool. So that's what I did this weekend.
Nice.
Just wanted to throw that out there. So
I had a broken microphone. Just to
real cool. This guy's got a life.
Just to remind you of my excitement, Nathan was at Dodger Stadium with the cast of The Sandlot, and I had a broken microphone. Bingo in Macon, Georgia. So
I had to deal. I had to deal with an EMP blast.
Pretty
in Georgia.
Pretty even. Macon. Really, when you look at it,
it's pretty even.
Hey, at least you had a backup pair of headphones.
You're
doing this.
Goddamn, that's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
I have a couple things that I want to run by you guys.
We're gonna start. She's got a great ass.
One of them is a funny story that happened at work.
Okay.
So
did she have a great ass?
So, yeah. Yeah. When at work, we have to do police belts and stuff, right? And for those police belts, when we get the badges, we have to have name tags. Okay? So you have to give the guy a name tag.
Does this involve smacking that ass with the belt?
No. So you guys create the names that are on the badge?
Yes. Yes.
No way.
Yes.
So you have no instruction from said movie or said TV show?
Not for the background.
Oh, sorry. Okay. The main characters, yes.
I'll give you money. I'll give you money each time you put midichlorian on one.
So, yeah, it never happened. Because you don't have money, and it's not going to happen.
So,
I don't have money.
So what I'll do is sometimes, like, I'll be like, dope. Like, I'll do the entire cast of Aliens. So, like, there's a whole bunch of name pins. It's like Drake, Ripley, Apone, Hicks, Hudson, Vasquez, dope. Frost, like the whole fucking gamut, right? I'll do the same thing with like old wrestlers, or I'll do Marvel characters, or I'll do whatever, and I try to send them out together as a gag to see if, like, because to me it's like funny if I'm picturing these fucking like extras that are just like as cops, and they're all kind of like standing around like having a cup of coffee in between scenes, and they look at each other, and like one dude is like Steamboat, another dude is like Hogan, another guy is Flair, and they're like, wait a minute,
nobody caught that except for you. Hey,
that's dope. But what if you did white boy rapper names like Milkbone?
Why would where the hell did that come from?
Let me finish. So anyway,
where the hell did that come from?
Listen, bro, so, Milkbone needs some fame, dog. Milkbone.
You know what?
Remember.
Okay. Anyway, so
have another one.
So I go and I rent some police belts and some name pins to a movie, and one of the name tags was T'Challa, which is the Black Panther's real name, obviously, correct?
We're going down this road again.
Right. Yeah. No, hold on, Dust. You're like this. It's T'Challa, okay? And it was like I put like T'Challa, Claw, Stark. Like, I gave him like a whole like fucking group of like Marvel fucking names, right? And so the prop master texts me and goes, hey, should I know who this T'Challa name pin means? And I reply with, why? And she goes, well, because we put it on the only black cop we had, and now
you fucked up, son.
And now
he's barking
at
now
the whole crew.
Now they have a lot of
barking.
You fucked those guys, fucking bitch.
Oh my god.
And now the whole crew is laughing, saying maybe we shouldn't have done that, and I don't understand. And I went, well, I don't think you've seen Black Panther, but the main character's real name. Like, I had to explain this whole thing, and you're like, well, all right, and I go, but you didn't know, so it's okay. Finally, after years of doing these name pins, it worked. Finally, it worked.
That's funny.
You see, Milkbone would have been the safe one. No one would have thought twice if they seen Milkbone.
Who?
Oh, Mitty, you're really missing the mark tonight, bro.
Yeah. We're gonna miss. Have another beer.
I will.
What are you drinking there, Mitty? What's on the deck tonight? Bud Light.
Bud Light with Clamato and Tahini and lemon juice.
Ooh, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man.
Tahini is fantastic.
He's got mold and mildew in there.
Listen, it's good. Put it in your belly.
All right. Is that the Mitty Minute?
Put it in your belly.
Did we get it over early?
Put it in your belly.
If you think I missed the mark earlier...
Shout out to the rest of the show.
You are in for it.
You decided out of the blue to go with the Mitty Minutes a little early.
Okay. All right. So, another thing I saw today. which I'm gonna run past you guys. And this is the thing. And Mitty, I need you to pay attention real close because I feel like you're gonna yell some awful shit out. What, Dust?
I'm just saying. Have you guys noticed the extra glare off fucking Nate's head tonight?
That's because I just cut my hair.
Wow, it's super fucking glary, man.
Right? You like that?
Would you put some wax on that shit? You buffing it?
I can't give away my secrets.
You got some garden? You got some carnauba on that joint,
dude? I washed this. I washed the shaved head under a waterfall, my dude.
Oh my god!
You got some three flowers on your eyebrows or what?
Okay, so I know we don't get political.
Oh no, I'm out.
Yeah. And no, we're not going to get political. I promise.
You decided out of the blue.
No,
you already got flagged. We've already been flagged. We don't need those problems.
I promise. But. Your president, Donald Trump, said some shit today that made me laugh.
See, the second you said your president, we went south.
Shout out to Trumpito.
That America is going to start a space force.
Oh, Ben said that.
No, I know, but he said it again today. And he was like, you know what? We're going to fucking... Shut your fucking mouth, Mitty, and listen, let me fucking finish.
I live in a town with a space force.
Bo, you got this? You're getting this, right? Space. Bo, yeah.
I am the space fucking whatever you call it, fucking ambassador.
The space fucking podcast. Space fucking.
I'm cosmic. I'm the cosmic fucking cat.
You're cosmically close to getting fucking
cosmic.
Okay.
All you decided out of the blue to be cosmic.
Yeah. So he's gonna start a space force because America needs to defend space.
Love you, Bo.
So I'm gonna ask you three. I want your top three people of any genre, real comic book. Movie, give me your top three Space Force generals.
Oh my god. Oh.
Nice. I fuck with this thing.
Yes, Bo Walker, what are your top three Space
Jesus Christ.
Force
you can't come
generals?
Oh, all right.
This wasn't even homework. This is a pop quiz hot shot.
Homework.
This is a pop quiz hot shot.
All right, fair enough.
Bring it.
Pop fucking quiz. Space Force generals. Where am I going?
Any genre, anywhere. Three Space Force generals. And Mitty and Dust, you're going to get the same question. So
yeah, I'm thinking.
Use this time wisely.
I am.
Top three Space Force generals, sir.
All right.
Generals. Not soldiers. Generals.
Generals.
Like top-notch dogs.
Oh, this could be anywhere.
Like General Hux.
Like, yes,
like General Hux.
Relax.
First
relax.
Order.
Yeah. Shh. Mitty, right. Mitty.
All right.
Go.
Yeah, all right.
General Hux.
Because you asked me first, and I'm going to let this be a pop quiz style. I'm not going to fucking, like, try to go with the most classic all-star team. I'm going to go with, like, top of awareness, most recent shit that comes to mind.
What do you need to do, sir? to form your top three Space Force generals.
Dream team.
God, damn, you know, dude, I'm going to ramble mine off of
this now. This is hard. Because what do you go for? You know what I'm saying? Right, I'm like, ah.
Can I do mine?
Yeah. I love it.
I knew this was going to work.
Yeah.
All right. George Peppard. Gil nice. Gerard.
Josh, it's not your turn. It's Bo's turn.
I'm just jumping in and doing my turn. Because I can't wait no more.
Ready. If he's ready, he's got it. I don't want to stand on stage.
Fuck you. That gives you an out, Bo. I asked you first. You will answer first.
I can't remember what I just said.
Yeah. All right,
do
all
these
right,
have
okay.
to be real people?
You decided out of the blue to go with Gil Gerard.
Mitty, oh my god, I just said it could be movies, comics, fucking real,
okay,
fake,
okay.
It doesn't matter, it's anybody.
Oh god, this fucking place is off the fucking kills.
Alright.
Drink some more, people.
Some Space Force generals. Alright, well, I feel like I gotta go Ripley.
Oh, you motherfucker. I thought that was going to be my dark horse. No, I'm with you.
No, you gotta. who else is his time tested in space forcing?
100%. 100%.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta
that
have
bitch
experience.
Made it through five movies.
Yeah, you gotta have experience. And she's eat up with it. Somebody random I'm going to go with, my off the wall. I'm going to hit you with my off the wall second. Is I never read the graphic novel that it was based on, but that Tom Cruise Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow, right?
Like that movie was sick, dude. That space, when I like recent characters, right. Recent film.
Yeah, it was a good movie, man. That wasn't bad. That wasn't
I liked
bad.
It.
Yeah, right? So
I'm with you, Paul. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I like
so,
it.
So that's that one.
Okay, one
but
more.
What is your Space Force? Your Space
Force. Yes. Right now, it's like so far, Bo's got Ripley, the Tom Cruise character from Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you've got one more. Lock it in, sir.
All right. I fucking had it a second ago, and now I'm fucking drawing a blank. God damn it. No. I got it. It's coming. Fucking A. All right, hang on. This is it's a hard fucking. I hate this. No, it's not General Hux. It's not anybody from Star Wars. I feel like Star Wars is far too frequented a well, if I'm being honest. I love Star Wars. Don't get me wrong. I meet up with Star Wars tattoos. I'm covered in it. I love that shit.
Do you have a First Order tattoo?
No First Order. No First Order. I'm all OG trilogy.
Come on, man.
Tattoo wise. Okay, so. Oh, I got it.
I got my number three.
All right.
Go.
Samus from Metroid, Nintendo.
Oh, video game.
Yeah.
The OG Megatron. I mean, the second Megatron.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, Dust Mites. Ron, you, sir. Who are your top three Space Force generals?
Oh, top three?
Yeah, you're three.
I thought I dropped them already, but Gil Gerard, George Peppard, and Chris Pinkerton.
He's gonna throw hot toys at him.
That is my pick. So
hot toy bombing.
Hold on, so. Picard. Hold on, Picard is Patrick Stewart, right?
No.
Picard is not Patrick Stewart.
No. What did I say?
You said John Picard.
No, he said
George Peppard.
Who the fuck is George Peppard?
From the A-Team.
What the fuck? From A-Team, man.
You don't know who George Peppard is from the A-Team?
Well, yeah. Okay, I didn't know that was his name.
That's the original actor.
Wow, you fucking
millennials are killing me, man. Yeah. You fucking millennials are killing me.
And
who was the second guy? I don't remember. I fucking deleted.
No,
Mitty. What was the second guy? You remember?
They kind of rhymed. Yeah. It was like John Peppard, George Peppard, fucking Pinkerton. That's how the fuck it sounded, bro.
What was my second guy, Mitty?
I don't fucking ask you.
It was the V.
I think it was Energon Addict.
No, it wasn't Energon Addict, man. I had it written down, but I deleted the memo once I fucking said it.
It was Great Peppard, Picard, Pinkerton.
No, it was George Peppard and
Jean Valjean. It was Jean.
Trying to think what the fuck.
It was Gerard Depardieu. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Giovanni Ribisi.
You know what? I remember all of a sudden. Yeah, I see it. I said, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you." That's what it was. And shout out to Chris Pinkerton because he's
apparently Pinkerton. You've made it to the space shuttle,
Chris Pinkerton. Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro.
You've made
it. It was Gil Gerard.
Who the fuck George is Gil Gerard?
Buck Rogers, you dumb motherfucking douchebag. He was fucking Buck Rogers from the 80s, you douche motherfucker.
Right, but listen, bro. But Gil Gerard, the guy who like went home in a car and slept in a bed at
it
night?
It don't matter. It don't
it's
matter.
Not the guy going to space.
No.
Buck
it
fucking
is.
Rogers.
It is.
Buck fucking Rogers you is going character. To space.
No. I want Gil Gerard. I want the guy that...
No.
Gil Gerard, Jor Papad, and fucking Chris Pigott.
You want the actors.
You want the actors.
I want the actors. I don't want the characters. I thought that was the question. That wasn't the question.
Hell yes.
All right, we need to have a discussion about how the fuck we're gonna do this. Nate, you didn't fucking put it out there like that. I that's what I got.
Sorry.
Shout out to Chris Pinkerton.
And this is what we're getting, a hilarious segment next.
Well,
Mitty, you're up. Mitty, you're up.
You decided out of the blue to make Dust my asshole.
I mean, he used Chris Pinkerton. That means I can't use him, right? Damn. So
no, you can't use him.
Chris, I would definitely have Carrie Fisher being that she proved she could fly in space.
Yeah, but she's not a character. So that's an actor.
We're talking about characters, Dust. You're the only one that went
Carrie Fisher's not a character.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Oh, hold on. All of a sudden. Beep, beep, beep. Back it up. He's right.
I forgot you were just doing
that. Stop yelling at me. Stop yelling at me.
Dust made a good point. Okay, so it's General, not Princess, General Leia.
Uh-huh.
Two shitty Star Wars movie, the last fuckhead or whatever it is.
And George Bapard.
Yeah. not George Bapard. So while she's flying up there, when you talk Space Force, I would say Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Same genre, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, nice.
So you see what theme I'm going.
You're not thinking out the box.
The ultimate space villain, Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, there it is. That's my space force. Bombad space force.
Bombad.
Misa gonna bombad that ass from the back. And take a piss at peace.
All right. Here's where I'm going. You ready?
Oh, God. Here we go.
I'm going Magneto.
What's his actor's name?
He's fucking Magneto. It's Eric Leshner, bro. He's fucking Neato. Okay, I'm going Magneto.
That's not my Magneto.
That's the only Magneto.
Count it.
I figured you'd like that one. That throws back to a lot of episodes of what we discussed.
I'm going Magneto. Nope.
I'm going Magneto.
Not
my Magneto.
That was funny. That was good. That's Thank funny.
You know, 17 beers is something.
I'm going Magneto. I'm going HAL 9000.
Oh, my God.
Nathan.
These are not team players.
Nathan, why are you touching me there, Nathan?
That is a fully functional aware computer, sir, that can help the United States complete space dominancy.
Nathan.
And for my last one, I'm going way out the box. You ready? I'm going Monstar from the Silverhawks.
From Silverhawks?
When I leave atmosphere to ask Monstar's advice.
Yep. We're going to...
You've just built a cobra of space.
Not after confusion.
It's going to be an internal struggle that never ends. It just will be one.
You took Ripley. Ripley, you took Ripley, so I couldn't use her, so that's where I put Hal in. And then Dust use regular people that are just going
to
die.
Yeah, shout out to George
as they get to the fucking space station.
Gerard.
You're not going to withstand the first alien encounter?
No, absolutely not. Pinkerton.
Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Pinkerton.
He's going to bring it. Even it's, a Pinkerton. I mean,
it's the Pinkerton podcast. Man, shout out to
Franz. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Dude, I almost said the Beyonder.
I guess I didn't read. I guess I didn't read the notes tonight. Shout out to the dent in my nose. You decided out of the blue not to read the notes.
What is this about the Chris Penn, man? Your nose,
I'm just nobody.
I guess nobody. You don't know. You don't know who Chris Penn is.
The nose.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I have to.
Hey, Mitty dog.
What up, I have to pee, and I think Bo has to pee. Bo, were you saying you were leaving to pee?
No.
Okay, I'm leaving to pee. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right, we're leaving. Right.
That's what happens when you drink too much. You gotta pee. It's nature.
You know, I drank like 17 the more bees. You did, and I'm not peeing, so, you know.
Listen,
I don't need to pee. Something
you decided out of the blue to get up, walk away from the show, and pee. You guys never seen Reservoir?
I didn't draw a picture like Bo, but next time maybe.
No Reservoir Dogs fans in the house? All right, whatever.
Yes, yes. Hey, so is it time for the Southern Second or what?
No, it's time for you to shut the fuck up. Oh, got him.
You decided out of the blue.
You decided out of the blue. All right, guy Rambler, let's get rambling. You guys are Reservoir Dogs, man. What a fucking great movie, man. Yeah. Yo, Chris Penn, fucking it's a shame, man. He was a fucking incredible actor, man. I don't care whatever. You guys ever seen fucking The Wildlife?
The Wildlife?
Yeah.
No.
His first movie after Footloose? Go back and watch it. It's an 80s classic.
All right.
I will throw it on the hard drive, but I know you guys will never watch it.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Shout out to Easy Money.
Shout out to Easy. R.I.P. Easy Money.
Yeah, all right, you know what? I'm going to Amazon right now, and you guys are getting all the DVDs sent to your fucking crib right now.
Yeah. Hey, send me the Headmaster DVDs, bro. No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on. I'm your best friend.
Yeah.
Forever.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Send me the Victory ones in, man. Victory.
I'm going to victory my fucking balls in your mouth. All right. Next up.
Welcome back, Nathan.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. We talked amongst ourselves.
Mr. Husky.
So, Bo, I want you to weigh in on this. Because even though you were around, but you weren't around for this, and it because it kind of involves the latest track I just dropped on SoundCloud called Nefarious.
Yeah.
I put up a track on SoundCloud recently called Nefarious. It was not produced by either Dust Mites nor Midichlorian.
Hence the.
Don't get me started here.
We'll
fall back.
Apparently, they get mad. They get mad if I rap on something else. But I get it. I did it because hashtag
reaching.
I did it because a lot of the stuff on that joint is kind of aimed at an individual that tried to attack us as a team.
Oh no!
When we were the Four Horsemen. And that's where I'm going to bring up the Otis thing.
Four Horsemen.
That's what I'm going to bring up. That's what I'm saying. So here.
Fucking Four Horsemen for life.
So this is also something I did not tell Dustin that we were going to talk about.
Yeah, well, you know.
We're going to. So just for a second.
I'm on beer 19, and you want me to start talking about some douchebag that's talking to me.
Just for a second, we're going to talk about the Four Horsemen for a minute. And that's why, Bo, I said I know that you were around making videos for us, but you weren't around.
You decided out of the blue.
In the capacity and lieutenantship that you are now in the Cobra Law Records family, my friend.
Correct.
We're talking music. Sure. We're finally talking music on the show that we decided not to talk music about.
Right. So, Bo is the Fourth Horseman. I said it before. I'll say it again.
Yes.
Thanks, I agree. Thank you.
But fuck who?
Shit.
Now hold on.
Fuck who?
So, So we did a Four Horsemen album a couple years back. It was called The Symbol of Excellence. It was myself. It was Dust Mites. It was Midichlorian. It was a gentleman named Otis Roy Croft.
It was a fucking phenomenal album.
Who was it was listen
album. It was pretty good.
Yeah, yes, I don't give a shit whatever happened. Like that, and I mean, I hate to go ahead and as an
album. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Go ahead and start.
You're on the album. That was your first. Introduction.
Sure, exactly. But like that was like the huge honor of it was that like here I was getting to be a part of something that was to me just so elevated, man. So awesome. All right, continue.
And I met Otis through another friend of mine, and I have never been able to record music with somebody literally like with you while you do it. Dust and I have done our thing for a long time now, and we've met once because I flew out there, but it's not like we can get together and just sit around and kick around ideas.
Email, text message.
Plus, we could only deal with so many headlocks before you get, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen. that's the greatest headlock I've ever been in.
Yeah, man.
That's
what me fucking and awesome. Is.
That was awesome.
It's the same with Mitty. I've met Mitty a couple times live, but he doesn't live around here, so it's kind of like, you know, it's all through email, it's all through text, right?
I'm 100 miles away, Nate. You can come here anytime.
We do it. You know what?
I'm here tomorrow.
I know where you live, dog. I ain't coming out.
We can flip it. You can flip it, Nate, and be like, you're 100 miles away, Mitty. You can come around me, you know?
Phone works
100 miles and running. MC Renna holds
anyway,
a gun.
Same with Bo. Bo and I have hung out in real life, but it's not like a thing that you can do every day. Otis,
let's get all right. Let's get
around. Right.
The internet is the key to our existence.
Of course, right. So Otis came around. He was into the same kind of. He was into the same kind of shit we were into. He was dope. I liked Otis as an MC. You know what I mean? Like, and it was dope for a year. Shut up, Mitty. Fuck. Let me tell the fucking story.
Fuck him.
I know. I get it.
Fuck you, Otis.
I get it.
Fucking ungrateful piece of shit. Fucking ball bag, son of a bitch. Dust Mites ain't editing this shit, so you're going to hear it, you ball bag.
I'm not going to edit that shit, man. I'm literally
I'm with you because Dust feels the same way.
Yeah, man. Fuck that dude.
I'm Brandon Cowley.
You know what? You know what? Honestly, man, you know, it happened. And don't get me wrong. I'm part
of. Let me set it up real quick before you be.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
All right. So we did the record. We worked on the album for a year. It was 20 tracks. It was dope. It was all four of us. It was super fresh. And then when the album was about. No, it was a year. And then when the album was about to drop, Otis decided he didn't want to rap anymore.
And I was like,
You know what was the thing too is you're such a dope MC.
Mitty, hold on.
Fucking level.
Shout out to Bud Light.
He should have been honored, dude, to even be on the same fucking platform.
Hold on, my G. So what is decided he didn't want to rap anymore? And I'm like, dog,
fuck
what do you mean? What do you mean? And he's a younger cat, and he's like, you know, 25 or whatever, right? So he's like, you know, I've put all this energy, and not just with our shit. He has been working prior to us, right? He was going to Music Tool, yada, yada, yada. And so he was like, I've done all this shit, and it's not working out. And now I'm like 25, 26, and now I need to get a real fucking job. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I get it. Like, because I'm the same thing. I have a real job. Dust got a real job. Bo's got a real job. Like, Mitty's got a real job.
I just sit around sampling things all day.
No motherfucking business.
Yeah,
I don't have a real job. I'm my fucking boss.
Right, but
wow, Mitty's in Dust Mites mode right now. Let me finish this, please.
So I'm like, dude, it's all good. Music can be your side thing. That's what it is for me. You know what I mean? Like, I make music for the love. We make music for the love. We've just done this whole project, yada yada yada. And he was like, I don't know. I'm not doing music. I'm like, okay, well, bro, listen here. We've just spent the last year, and I'm booking these live shows.
Yeah, that's the thing that killed me with this.
Yeah,
and you guys had these shows lined up.
I had shows lined up.
And I can't do these shows
Yeah.
And without you. Yeah. Like, I can, but I've got to do older stuff. And I want to do the shit we've just been working on for the last fucking year.
You know, it's basically like Wu-Tang Clan when only two members show up.
Yeah, it's like, how do you do like...
Right. It seems to me like the Wu-Tang Clan, this is just for me, there's an edit for every fucking guy. Every combination is like edit for like one guy, two guy. And I just play that show. That just seems like to me like how fucked up that shit is, man.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, so I did these shows and I had to do...
You're in a wrestling ring. You're in the middle of wrestling.
Right.
Yeah, how the fuck are you going to fucking control both sides of the crowd with one guy, man? With one guy.
Yeah.
And this is new to us. Nate never told us this story.
No, I heard this story before. I don't know about you, but I'm
not one of the cool guys.
How can you do a show with one guy in the middle of the ring? Like, what? I'm alone.
Well, not only that.
We're the four horsemen, and I got one head.
It's not enough. We got to go out there with just two.
Are you going to fly dust mites out from fucking New Jersey? Is Biddy coming from the desert? No.
We're not that level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, it was great that you got these fucking shows and you booked them, and this fucking dude just fucking just janked.
Right.
Why were you... Fuck that dude. Why were you... Hashtag, fuck that dude.
Fuck that dude. And hey, Otis, if you're listening.
Fuck you. You know what? It's a great album. It was... You know, honestly, guys, I still promote that album.
It's a great album.
We had some. It's fucking great album. Great album. Yeah. And he's on it.
Three out of four ain't bad.
What did he say?
Three out of four ain't bad.
Yeah.
Nate, you
in
just.
In terms
fucking...
of the people on the record. Like, huh?
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Whatever. It's done. It's great. It's done. We can't not promote this because we don't like. Something that happened, you know.
Doesn't affect the art. You know what I'm saying? When the art
we
was
don't
made,
know.
That
and it's
was
funny.
Not the situation.
It's funny. Know?
We don't
normally talk our business on air, and we're talking our business right now.
I can appreciate where every one of you guys is coming from because you had way more skin in that game than I did, and I can appreciate. Haven't put that much work and effort and heart and soul into it. And then to see it kind of fizzle out in the way that it did because somebody that was such a huge part of it just walked away from it. I can understand that. Right. But that doesn't take away from the product, what was made before that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like
with me,
it's still a fucking solid project, a solid effort.
Right. Yeah, and I agree. I mean, with me was like, When we decided to do this project, I was like, oh, that's cool. But, you know, like my home base was me and Nate. You know what I mean? Always been me and Nate. So, like, when we said we're going to do this and we came up with the concept of two producers and two MCs with the Four Horsemen, that was incredible. I thought it was dope. It was pushing back to like the old school wrestling. I was a Four Horsemen fan. I was like, man, we could do crazy shit with the Four Horsemen samples. Right. You know what I mean? We go all out on that. Right. But, but you know, and that's great. But you know, like I said, my anchor, always my anchor, my main fucking foundation was me and Nate. So it's cool and all. And if this dude's doing what he's got to do, man, that's great. And hopefully, he finds his path. We all need to find our paths. And he's a little bit younger, so you know we are set in our ways as older cats. So
that's why Of Cabbages and Kings, I address the situation on Memories So Treacherous, which again wasn't produced or MIDI. You know what I'm saying? No. Because I like when I'm going to air my grievances, I don't want to have to bring other people into it in terms of, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though I know Dust and Mitty are riding for me regardless, and we're a team, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just do that on a beat that
for
isn't
life,
from either
dog,
one of you. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why it's the same thing with this track. And so when we were in the middle of that shit, there was a dude and his name was T-Call.
Oh, we're getting,
and, Oh, yeah. And so
we're finally getting to the point of the discussion.
Oh, yeah. We're finally getting to the point of the discussion. So, anyway,
it's about Otis and his fucking.
No, it wasn't. I was given a background to what led up to this. So,
fuck him.
Right. So this dude is a rapper. He's from Arizona, whatever. And he was on a buddy of mine's podcast, right? Called Pizza and Wrestling. Brandon Brains. He was on the
shout out to Brandon.
That one track. Yeah. So Brandon Brains, a very good dude. He's put me up a couple times. I've gone out and saw his show, fucking Party Hard Wrestling. Shout out to them. They're doing their thing. That's super dope. Yeah. So when he had a podcast, this was, like I said, a couple years ago, when he had a podcast, he had that dude on. They were talking, blah, blah, blah. And they did their thing, right? So then on Instagram, Brandon Brains, like, this dude, T-Call, asked Brandon Brains to be on his show. And then he got him on his show. He let him do his thing. He was pretending to do his rap and wrestling thing, because on the show he basically says, I wasn't a fan for a really long time. I'm just a fan recently. But now he pretends like he's been a fan fucking forever. But whatever, that's besides the point. And so he goes on the show. And then on his social media, he never once promotes the show. Now, if I'm on a podcast, if you ask me to be on a podcast,
you're going to pimp it out.
I'm going to pimp it out. You have to.
At least for a week, right?
For a week, right?
If you're going to promote something that you've been guesting on, it's at least for a week.
Right. Exactly. Like,
you decided out of the blue.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, I appreciate you having me on your show. Like, that's dope. You know, right? So my boy Brandon, he says, hey, you know, this is the next episode, and this dude never says anything. And I'm not gonna lie, I was not in the most great place, and I fucking saw it, and it made me mad, and I called Brandon, and I was like, dude, just letting you know, I'm gonna cut a fucking promo on this dude, because I feel like he disrespected you, and I'm just letting you know. And he was like, I don't know. Did I go, dude, I know that you're not condoning it. And I'll tell you that you're not going to condone it. This is just me. I'm going in. It's happening.
Instagram beef.
Shit's happening.
Shit's happening.
Hashtag.
So I fucking went in on him. And I was like, dude, this is fucking Bush League. You're fucking, this is fucked up that you haven't, you know, said this shit. You're a piece of shit. Yada, yada, yada. Right. And then so I added him, yada, yada. He came back at me with something, and I was like, hell yeah, it's on. Because you know how I love
how do we not
Instagram,
know this?
Instagram rap.
You know what the fucked up thing is? Midi and myself are your producers, and we don't know this shit's going down.
Because it was like Midi bodied.
We're learning here.
Because it was like 2.5 years ago, and I know you guys would. Because if I went back, you guys would see the videos, and I know
we've been doing things for like a long, longer.
But dude, it only lasted like a day or two, so like that's probably why, right? So I'm fucking going back and forth. Yeah, so I'm going back and forth, and he's talking shit, and I'm going back, and I'm cutting videos, and then all of the peoples that support us were like on his page, like wrecking his shit, talking all kinds of shit. Oh, fucking
people.
And then he tried to come back.
Cope was like gangsters in the house.
Yeah, you're right. And then he was like, "You guys aren't horsemen, you know, da 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 da." Right, all this shit. Right, and it was right around the time where the wrestling pay per view Extreme Rules was coming around. And he was like, "What do you want to do? A track for Extreme Rules?" And I was like, "Hell yeah, let's fucking do it!" And then because Otis was still in the camp too, so we were gonna like do the whole thing, right? And then it just died. Like nothing happened. Like. He got so mad that people kept pounding his pages that he blocked everybody, and he was like,
"Really?
Yo, wow!" He was like, "Yo, you're
dude,
not even
you gotta
worth
fucking
it.
Let me know about this shit, man.
Bro, you were involved. People were involved. You guys don't remember. But you were involved.
I don't remember, but I don't remember being involved in this shit.
We got soldiers, so we didn't.
We got some beef. I'm all up in that."
So anyway, what
happened?
I'm a blocking IG motherfucker, man.
Why did I get the DM? So it died out, right? It died out. I was like, oh, whatever. Yeah. So then I go through my whole fucking drama with my divorce and all that kind of shit. And like that year goes by. And then like recently, what? Bro, I love it.
Come on.
No. What I'm saying is like a year and a half, 2 years goes by. Because I wasn't really paying attention. That's where that comes into play.
Oh, and all of a sudden it comes back?
And apparently, he dropped a record, And on the record was a song called
Hey, is it a record? Or is it an MP3?
It's MP3.
There's a big difference between a record and an MP3.
It's a record.
So it was called Extreme Rules. And so I checked it out, and it's a full on, like, without saying anybody's name, it's a full on like Four Horsemen.
Get out of here. No way. Track.
Oh yeah.
And we've like, heard.
Can you recite it?
You're not Flair. You're not Arn. Like, you guys are fucking whack, like all kinds of shit, right?
Whoa.
So I'm like, but he doesn't say any names. But I know that he's talking about us, because the track is the same name as the same weekend where he was like, you want to do a diss track? And when I was like, yeah, let's do it, and then he backed out. Then a year later, he drops that same song with the same name of the diss track that I wanted to be on. And it's
that's
so
the
obvious.
Worst, man. A year
it's
later?
So obvious. It's so that's obvious, right?
Oh, God.
It's so obvious. So that's when I did this nefarious joint, and that's why I call him out and all that kind of shit. And I'm just like, you really, you're not, you don't want none of this, really. Like, it's not even, like, you're not even in the same realm.
Realm. Shout out to the Realm of Collectors. And shout out to that douchebag that tried to diss us, Nate.
Yeah, but yeah. So check it out. It's on SoundCloud. It's called Nefarious. Teak Hall, I see you, my dude.
What's his name again?
Yeah, Teak Hall.
Yeah, look at us. We're actually putting his name out there.
This is beef with dust.
Fuck him.
This is beef with dust.
It's beef with Nate right now. We're doing beef with Nate. So you know,
that's what, bro. Hold on.
Where's the spoon?
And that's why in the fucking SoundCloud thing, a lot of his fucking album art stuff is Mr. T. And so that's why in the fucking SoundCloud shit, it's Rocky socking Mr. T up. Is the fucking SoundCloud art.
I get it. I see. SWIDD.
See what I did there. But fuck him.
Man, fuck him. Let the haters come, man. You know, like, fuck this bullshit, man.
Not worried about it, dog. Not at all, man.
We don't talk music on this podcast. No, we're talking
about it.
I've seen Nate go toe to toe with enough to know.
You know what? I really want to talk about the new project, Coastal the Three.
Yes, we have Coastal the Three. We also have Python Patrol. We have two projects in the making at the same time, because that's how hard we go.
Wow. It's incredible. Incredible.
That's all we got on that one.
This album's got some tracks and some beats, and this one got some tracks and beats, some lyrics.
That's right. We're doing things. Just know there's gonna be a lot of projects in the future. Actually, our boy Confusion actually just hit me off with a couple verses that his first verse he's written in a year, apparently.
No way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Confusion,
man, you need to jump on some of these tracks I got with Nate, man. Yeah. Or some of these tracks Dust got on. Jump on them shits.
Yes.
I need you, son.
He hit me that over the weekend, and I was like, I am glad to see this.
The one thing I could say is, like, you can't force an MC.
No, of course not. That's why I wasn't.
If it's not there, it's not there, man. Just whatever.
As a producer,
you throw it out there, and whatever.
But maybe we didn't ask. I mean, this is the invitation now. You know what I'm saying?
He knows.
He knows when he sent me
the joints over the weekend, that it was the first verses he's written in, you know, 8, 9, 10 months. I was like, dope. I love it. Now that I know that you've got the pen ready to go to paper, I've got some shit for you to hop on. Like, we're gonna do some things. And Bo, I hate to put you on the spot. But are you getting on that track that I sent over the weekend?
One you emailed me?
Yes. Sure.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. 100%. 100%. Yeah.
All right, good.
Yo, is Dustmite still going to sing the chorus, though?
Dustmite was dropping bars on my fucking texting me today earlier.
You know, gorillas in the mist, I shove a fist up your ass, and I'll soon pass, and you will not pass any shit.
Unbreakable Mr. Yes. Glass.
Yes, Mr. Glass. Shout out to Mr. Glass.
Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, you're funny how I remembered it. Nate, you remember?
Yes, the verse, I like that.
Yeah, hey, man, it's great. It's a great time for us, man. We got a lot of new projects coming out. We got a lot of new things going on. So it's awesome.
Good.
Yeah, it'll man. Good. Let's just get it fucking done, man. Let's get it fucking done, man. We've been talking about it. It's been on the back burner, and I know a lot of us has been just trying to push it out, but you know. Yeah. Every 9-10 things we do, if we could get 5 that lock down, that's great. You know, that's improvement. It's improvement. Yeah. Man.
Agreed. And you know what? It's like this. This actually is a good segue because
we don't talk music on this podcast.
I know, but how many? I know at least 3 of the 4 here have listened to the new Nas record.
Oh God, we're gonna talk about that fucking garbage.
No, we're not gonna talk about that. We're not going to talk about it because it's pretty bad.
So, you know, can I get the consensus?
And I love Nas. Listen, you're not in my top 5. You're not in my top 5 at all. But you're a legend, and you've dropped 11, 12 albums, and like 3 of them have been good. So you're like a legend. But
Cycle Bin.
This album sucks.
It's terrible.
Yo,
fuck,
man, Nas ain't picked the dope beats in Silk, man.
No, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck
is wrong
with
you, son? Nas does not know how to fucking pick beats.
Bro, he's like, day one.
Like
you God.
Yep.
He's like you God.
Yep.
Come on, man. I mean, it's still easy.
It's garbage.
It's still easy. You got the boom and you got the bap. Yo, check it out, though. You got the boom and you got the bap. And these motherfuckers are forgetting about the bap. It's real easy, man. You got to have that snare that cuts through the mix, not that bullshit you guys are doing.
Okay.
I'm talking all you motherfuckers, except for Dust Mice and me. Maybe Vanderslice.
That's a Vanish Slice, man.
It's funny because Dust and Mitty were like, album's trash, yada yada yada. And I was like, all right,
dude,
cool,
man.
Okay. So I listened to it on the way home. And I wanted to like it because I thought it would be a funnier song.
I wanted to like it too.
And you guys didn't like it.
I was like, 7 tracks, Illmatic. I can't wait.
I listened to it and I was just like,
It was like a fucking. I was getting punched in the face, in the fucking lunchroom in high school. You know.
This is the sound I made. I went.
Everybody sample that.
I just went. Fuck, like. Yeah, maybe no, bro. Maybe no. Maybe no.
I don't get it.
Kanye was sticking right. He started to sample
bro,
like
Pusha T. Pusha T's album.
They went with the same 7-track formula. You know,
okay. That's what I wanted to talk about. You're right. Thank you, Dust. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because
you should make people value your music. Go fuck yourself. Your music.
Because we talked like in episode, you know, whatever, 7 through 10 at some point about track numbers and like 7 album tracks. It's like
it's an EP.
That's
an EP.
Not
an album, yo.
You know what? Your original fucking album is 10 tracks. 10 tracks
or more.
If you go back in the '80s and the '90s, right. It's basically your Beastie Boys album was 10 tracks. This guy was 10 tracks.
So you're saying I should have 16 albums by now?
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. But you know, those were the old school CD. Once it turned to CD, because CDs could only hold 10, 12 tracks. So that was the original fucking format. Right. and you know, like seven. Like, where the fuck did seven come from? What are you in the fucking? What are you? What are we in the fucking?
Like the minute you're getting into a groove, you're just like, yeah, and then it's over, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. That Nas album's fucking garbage. I don't listen to the
garbage.
Pusha T.
It was garbage.
I don't give a fuck about Pusha.
Not know how to pick beats, man. Go to your fucking Nas.
Yo, if you listen,
that made this shit dope for you, man. Man, what the fuck is wrong with you, Nas?
The first Nas album, the classic. Anything after that is a fucking shit fest. The dude just don't fucking know how to
bitch.
I'm gonna start fucking banging my head on the microphone.
Got 11 records, and like three of them are dope.
No, yeah, three.
No,
there's a little bit more.
One of them is dope, man. One.
Nostradamus.
You're talking about a complete album?
Yeah, three.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Well, no. I would say complete album would just be Illmatic. But
Nostradamus
you know,
is good.
Hi, Bo. Hi, Bo. Well, welcome to the podcast. We were not talking about hip hop and music.
Hello.
And hey, guys, I got a dent in my nose. I never knew I had. We decided out of the blue to have a dent in your nose.
Decided out of the blue.
Don't you point, Mike. Don't point your gun at my daddy.
Now to Reservoir Dogs. And
ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 15. Yeah, Bo Walker, what would you like to plug, my friend?
Nice segue.
I want to plug.
Maybe you could plug a fucking microphone cord into your fucking.
I'm gonna plug
your computer.
Motherfuckers out here keeping us situated with fucking.
Shout out to Guitar Center.
Shout out to the Guitar Centers of the world.
I'm gonna fucking.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
No, shout out.
I want to shout out.
Hold on, Bo, you have to do the Southern second.
All right, here's my Southern second. All right,
yeah, man.
I feel kind of weird that his microphone and his fucking cord.
Yo, fuck some tea.
I got the Southern second. We're gonna blow through this. I gotta go to bed. I gotta work early tomorrow. All right,
yeah,
so here's the deal. Last week, I shat all over sweet tea. All right, I shat all over it.
Yep.
All right. But this week, I want to tell you right now that my veins will bleed Coca-Cola, all right? Coca-Cola. Fuck that Pepsi bullshit, Coca-Cola. Born out of Atlanta, Georgia. I will drink that shit till the day that I die. None of that Diet Coke bullshit either. None of that Coke Zero bullshit. Hell nah. Fuck you and all your Coke variations.
Shout out to Diabetes.
Coca-Cola Classic.
This episode is sponsored by
Diabetes.
Coca-Cola is a Southern tradition and legacy.
So is losing a leg.
Here's the deal, all right? Sweet tea is like the plantation owners that need to be like taken out to pasture. All right, Coca-Cola is.
Yeah, it's one of those.
All right.
Yeah,
we're getting locked
maybe
on this episode.
It's not a
now.
Whole lot better.
Bullying and racist.
Bo, where were you going with that, Bo? Where the fuck were you going with that?
You know what? When you get heavy into a podcast draw, you can't just look for the easiest fucking exit. You got to keep going.
Man, sometimes you got to just start the tunnel and see where it takes you.
Hopefully,
we don't get this episode.
The real song.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to be copyrighted bullshit.
Bo, we loved you for that. Easy. Give me the mini minute.
We got a mini minute coming up. Do we have one?
Mini minute.
We heard half of that.
Yo, listen, shout out to people. Shout out to parents. Being that it's just Father's Day, shout out to parents that have no business having kids because you need to watch your kids, motherfuckers. So in Kansas City, What tripped me out is there was a person that had a five-year-old kid, a little toddler, a little tyke, a little homie. He was fucking around in some city building. And he took down a statue because the parents,
watching. I have that in my notes, too. Yeah. Continue.
Like mines, dog, like mines. So
a statue. What's a statue?
$132,000 statue because the kids weren't because the parents weren't watching the kid, and the parents have to pay for it. So let that be a lesson to all you people I see when I take my kid to the doctor. That's letting your kid fucking do snow angels on the ground. That
no, no, no. What happened to the? Okay, what happened to
watch?
I think you missed.
Hold on. You butchered that segment.
Yeah. What happened to the statue?
Some parents were at a wedding, and it was at a place where there was also a museum with some art statues and whatnot. Like a 5 to 6 year old kid got kind of loose without any supervision, and he knocked over a statue, and it broke. And now the fucking place is trying to hit the parents with like $132,000 fucking bill.
Watch your fucking kids, motherfuckers.
And so the insurances are fighting it out.
I mean, honestly, Mitty just dropped it right there. Watch your fucking kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got a fucking dent in my nose.
I don't know, man. Okay. Let me just say this. If you are a museum and you're going to let your space be rented out for wedding parties, you got to be willing to have some sort of insurance, because wedding parties are unpredictable. It might not have been kids. It might have been a drunk young adult. Parties get rowdy. You know what I'm saying?
You decided out of the blue to have a party that got rowdy?
I completely agree. There was nothing surrounding the statue that would have prevented this from happening. It was pretty kind of lackadaisical, if you ask me. Yeah. Dust mites, my friend. Wait up!
I'm not done. I still got more mini minute. There's still like 30 seconds of a mini minute going down.
Beep, beep, beep.
Wait the whole minute, beep. Man. It ain't the whole minute. I know time is ticking. So look, you know, a lot of companies that have slogans, you know, like Subway is eat fresh.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like Dickie's barbecue. So I think they need a new slogan. Dickie, suck mine from the back.
Perfect. We'll get that dialed right in.
I'll get Dickie's on the line right away, sir.
Dust mites.
I bet
sir.
You will. Shout out to Dickie.
Yeah. Shout out to Smice.
Hey, Dickie's has all you can drink sweet tea, though. Ice cream. You can get all you can eat soft serve and sweet tea.
Dust mites, what do you have to plug, buddy?
Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Dust Miggity Miggity Mites.
The almighty most.
Check
dust.
Me on the Facebook groups, Eddie Dust Mites. What is Z at the end of the IGHT? And you can
McConaughey
at Dust Mites right here every Monday night, recording, not live. With you motherfuckers. Shout out to Into the Realm is a, I don't know, it's a fucking podcast live. I'm mixing the fucking things. Shout out to you guys. I'm happy to be here, man. Let's do it again.
The mighty most dust.
I'm drinking beers.
You're the pod master.
Fuck you. Hey, father. What do you think of that beat I sent you? Podfather. And Nate's, hello? It's Nate's got a phone call. Hold on.
Okay, I'll
get a live phone call. Nate, and let me know
what's my name.
What do you think of that last beat I sent you?
Dust up.
I like it.
Dust, you and I, Dust, we don't talk about cults of the three stuff in public.
What happens with cults of the three doesn't be discussed with cults.
If what happens with cults of the three will not have MIDI. That's not true. Fucking stop it.
Oh, here we go.
Shut your face.
My name
is Nathan Askill, and you can catch me on all the social media platforms, Twitter.
Did you say Twitty?
Instagram. Twitty. Facebook. Bandcamp. SoundCloud.
She's got a great ass. That's Twitty.
She's got a Twitty account. Got the internet.
Got a new song called Nefarious. It's on SoundCloud. Fuck T Call. Here we go. With that said, farewell.
No. Once you said Twitty, you fuck Otis too.
Easy. From the Terradrome.
Fuck you from the Terradrome, Otis.
From the Terradrome. By the way, when fucking Mini called you Dust, fucking Dusty McConaughey, I almost fucking lost my shit.
Dusty McConaughey.
No, bro, that was fucking awesome, man.
Hey, listen, man, Dusty McConaughey for life. The almighty most.
Hey, y'all.
I know y'all like Dusty McConaughey.
All right, I want to stop this shit. Man.
Hey, I love you guys. I have to go get something to eat.
Bye.
Fuck you. Fuck Mitty. Fuck fucking Bo. Fuck Nate. And fuck all your assholes behind you.
I ain't done drinking.